Deuteronomy 3:6 says, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you." Man, do you remember that promise? This is Moses' last message to the nation of Israel. He would soon climb Mount Nebo and be gathered to his people. Moses continued to point the people to God and not himself, even in his last days. This is the characteristic of a good leader. He does not lead to self, always to the Lord. Leaders are temporary and will pass away. God is still and always will be present. The admonishment to the people had to do with their future. It was a picture of Israel's future rebellion and eventual restoration. Sin would eventually begin to creep in little by little and would progressively become worse. They would start to sacrifice to demons and not to God, to gods they did not know, to new gods, new arrivals that their fathers did not fear. The people would eventually bend to sins and deception that the people used to stand firm against. This type of compromise would bring down an entire nation, and still can. Moses wrote, "Oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end." Calling to mind the destination at death will always set our hearts on the right path in this life. With Christ, there is eternal life, but without him, there's only hell. The message hasn't changed, although the new arrivals of religions would like you to think so. God is the one who walks with us and will never walk away. It is the inclination of our hearts that causes us to walk away from him. We must remember to stand strong and firm with the Lord and not allow ourselves to compromise and excuse sin. Nothing has changed. Repentance is still the path that leads to the throne room of heaven. This is what is called for and what we need so desperately in our world today. Charles Spurgeon writes, "So we excuse sin, we throw a cloak over it, and call it by dainty names. Christian, beware of thinking lightly of sin. Take heed lest you fall little by little."